Mikras Pasash Amad Gimel Yomim Below Malicha. Because there's a takana of the Gaonim. It's not in the Gemara that after you shech the animal, you have to do Malicha within 72 hours. And if you don't do it within 72 hours, then it's too late. In other words, the blood will be so embedded that it won't be able to come out.
We have a new, we have a visiting auditing Talmud.
Okay. So.
How long is your last?
It goes back to 11, and then there's another share at 11.
Okay, so that's the takara of the gonim. And then, included in the shear is the concept of basar kofu. In other words, what if you freeze the meat? So maybe if you freeze the meat, then you stop the clock. So if you freeze the meat, you stop the clock. Because that's like, and therefore you could do even more than 72 minutes. Because kolzman that it's frozen, that doesn't count. And the issue came up, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure what the current situation is, but you know, in Eretz Yisrael, most of the meat is coming from South America because Eretz Yisrael doesn't have enough room to graze the animals, so they would get it from South America. So the Rabbanut...
The shechita would take place in South America.
South America. So the Rabbanut, Hechsher, they need thousands of pounds of meat every month. Right? So, and it's going to be hard for them to do Malicha in Argentina. So, what they would do is they would do the shechita there, and then they would send it to Eretz Yisrael. And they and it would be the time they actually did the Malicha in Eretz Yisrael was more than 72 hours. But they what? But they froze it. They froze it, relying on this concept that perhaps when it's frozen, that doesn't count towards the timeline.
Is that l'chol ha'deos mutar or is that?
No. So we're going to see. That's what the packet's going to be about.
Okay.
Because a lot of it's going to depend on what the time of the.
Yeah.
But
the badats, they don't have so much meat. So Mamela, they can do the Shechita in Argentina and the Malicha in Argentina. They can just set up a little place to do it, and therefore, now I can't tell you for sure what the Metzius is today, what, you know, but whenever you hear a concept of Basar Kofu, that's what it means, that they're relying on this Kula, that they did it after 72, you know. There were places that rely on this. There were certain butchers that relied on this. You know, there was a certain place that people were buying from that was cheaper, and so the war was that certain people who otherwise would have eaten treif go there. That's great. Question is, you know, should other people being relying on this l'chatchila or not, that's a question. And I think that place that I was talking that, you know, that had that, you know, since closed already. Because I always got shyless about people getting meat from a certain place that had those coolers. Look, you'll see that they're all coolers about it. It's not that it's, you know, okay, so let's see. So none of this appears in the Gemara, because the Isser doesn't appear in the Gemara of the 72 hours. That's nowhere in Shas. It's the Gaonim made that. That's post Talmudic. And of course, all the Heterim then are
from Argentina to Eretz Israel. How do they avoid also Shemisalim in Ayin?
I'm sure they have their packaging and their, you know.
Yeah, someone travels, it's not so crazy. Whenever they get there.
Okay, so let's look in the Mordechai, page 1. Rabbeinu Yosef, second time. You know, Beinul Yol Halevi Kibel Mereshon Kol Basa Sheshon Gimel Yomim Me'ez La'ez means 3 24-hour periods below Nikar. Also below Nikar, if you didn't take out the you know, the certain Chalev below Nikar below Nimlach Sheshuv Ein Apol Adonu Shin is Kasha Yisru Chalev Adam Shebesokho. In other words, the chaylev or the dam gets embedded and you can't get it out. Where I'm knowing the hatir b'tzliya, shebasa b'lo malicha muta b'tzliya. There is Maram Rutenberg says that maybe tzliya would be okay. In other words, if you want to roast the meat after 72 hours, that you can do. Because
tzliya will still be effective against the dam.
Question is, would he be matir even for Nikur after 72 or only for the issue of the dam?
Josh, don't worry
about it.
The
Ruach itself
is
going to
be deficient.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that is the Mordechai. Now, if you look in the Rivosh, on page 2, he says, "Olcha alta mashanogim shalolechu basa shomar shlosha yomim shleimim alo malicha ve'em atir no so elo letzli." He says, where does this all come from? It's not in the Rambam. Tshuva. Emes u'shalonam t'b'chubei rishonim v'gam l'arash b'b'chibur. So it's not in any of these svarim. So he says, Rabbi Meir Neir Neir Eden, that's the Rabbi Rutenberg Zal Kosov Shekach Nimzah B'Tshuvas Ge'onim She'ein Dama Yotzei Aldei Melicha V'Kosov Avotzli Omer Anishu Mutter The Dam Ivarm Shlo Pirish Mutter V'im Yotzei Al Yidei Ha'eish Nura Mishav Shoyim Lei Chachatzim Sefer Rosh Chaim. And then he says Barcelona Nogul Osha Filu Blitzli. And in Barcelona, they would ask for it even Blitzli. Now, before we see further in this Rivosh, let's see a Gemara or two. So let's look on Sadi Gemara with Bays. On page 4. So let's look at the Gemara. Umtza de ismik. You have a Sadi Gimel Beis. Umtza. You have a piece of meat, you know, that is red. It got a black and blue mark. Right? Red meat. So what you can do is, don't think that you got the black and blue mark, that now the blood will not come out. You can be molechit and it'll be fine.
The meat had a black and blue mark, and therefore
you might think that it can't come out anymore.
There's nothing to do within 3 days.
Nothing to do with 3 days.
What do you mean if you leave the Derech Shabbos?
You could even cook with it. You could even cook with it afterwards.
I mean, if you thought the Malicha was going to be good, then if the Malicha was going to be good, eternally, you can go, I would assume you can cook with it.
Yeah, that's the point.
The Malicha is good. Alright.
So that's one Gemara. We'll get back and we'll see what the relevance to these Gemaras are. And then, let's see another Gemara. On page 5. If you give them a Aleph, Abba Shmuel b'shem Reb Chiya, Hashover Mafrachosel Shol Behema. We saw this Gemara already. Right, the bone,
the neck
bone broke. So in the middle, when you shecht it, the blood is not going to come out so much because it doesn't have enough koyach to be poilate the dam. So shomach mafrakosel shel behema kodem shetetzei nafsha hareze machbid as a basar v'gozel as a briyosu mavliya dam beivar. So the Gemara says ivayin hu hechi komar machbid as a basar v'gozel as a briyos mishom dam vliya dam beivarim halididei shaper dami. It's only a question of gezel. Only a question of gezel. Because you're going to charge them the same amount for 10 pounds of meat, but really the 10 pounds of meat is really only 7 pounds of meat and 3 pounds of blood. So it's maybe it's a shayla of gezel. Al dilma l'didei nami oser teku. What do we say that it's only be oser for yourself? Else dam. Let's see Rashi. By the who hechakamar haim mavliyad dam dekatani kula chad isur who hechakamar machbid es abotzer mitzah gozel es avrios mishum davliyad dam shemachbid es mishkola avlad dam frushi gozel es avrios nokela halididei the lekel meimer mishum gzeila shari the fishu chozev yosi ade melach odil mo lididei nami aser v'tarti isur kachashiv chad gozel es avrios v'chad mavliyad dam bevorm shuven yosi v'chol dam. So those are the two Gemaras that we have to look into. And now we can go back to the Rivash and see what he does with these Gemaras.
Please, can we back up a second? What we said before about that some are matir, that even though they're not matir malicha after 3 days, they're matir tzliyah, shows you a very big kalal. That tzliyah is more effective to remove dam than malicha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're very big yourself.
Yeah.
So why don't we require tzaliyah lechatchila?
Not everyone wants the rose. Yeah, what do you mean? You're going to make a new chumra? No one can ever cook meat. It has to be roasted.
Unless you first roast it and then you put it in boiling water and cook it.
Right.
Would work.
Okay, so let's now go back to the Rivash on page 2. So he said that some say it's Mutter Tzli and then Barcelona with the second arrow on the right side. Barcelona nogul also a filu tzli v'chumra yisera. Filu also l'gdeir ali de melicha dulgo v'yum tzedasmik v'chumra yisera. Filu also l'gdeir ali melicha. He says even to answer this whole thing that melicha is not good of the Gaonim, he thinks it's a chiddush. Why? Look, the Gemara says beferish. If you have a black and blue mark, you can do malicha. So, the black and blue mark, the blood is... it's more embedded.
Right.
When you have a black and blue mark. And yet the malicha still works. So, l'chora, kal v'chomer, it should work for 3 days. That's the connection. It's the kal v'chomer. It's not the same case, but the kal v'chomer. So he's saying that this whole thing of the Gaonim is a big chumrah, because you see that by black and blue mark the Malicha works, so certainly it should work even by a
Should work even without freezing the maid.
Yeah, in other words, he's questioning the whole chumrah.
Right.
And then, on the fourth line, on the left side, the chayim b'shover mafrechoso shal behema, called him shetetze nafsha, to umru per kolabos areza machbir at abos of goals of the brios umav liyadam bevarm. The girsis harivzal, the girs maul mechal minei b'umtsa. The Riv's Girsa of that Gemara was, can you eat it raw? The Salka Bateku Ulachumra. Mashma Dafka Ba'umtsa, the Hainu Chai Belo Malicha. Avo Batsli, Yinami Likadeira Likadei Malicha, Pshita Deshari. In other words, the Riv's Girsa was, can you eat it Ba'umtsa? And what would be the Shaila? No, right, but what's the shaila then?
That the blood doesn't come out.
Because it's pirish mimakom lamakom.
Right.
Right? It's pirish mimakom lamakom, so maybe, is that a problem or not? So that we say it's a problem. V'chumr, ma'ashra davka ba'umtza, da'ay l'chay ba'lo malicha. Aval b'tzli, yinam l'gdera l'day malicha, p'shita d'shari. Z'nur moshav mishav shoyvle, malchim mabilek. Or the melech is good. So you see, Shafal Fishin Koch Bamel Motzi Adam Hanivla Haba Mimokum Acher Motzi Humazet. So you see that it is Motzi. So the Chorah, maybe that's another Raya, according to the Rif, that you, the 3 day thing, because you see that it's in the case of, first the case of the black and blue mark, and the case of Nishbara Mafrakasa, that Malicha does work. So according to these cases, the case of the 3 days shouldn't be more chomer than that. And if those cases Malicha works, then this also. Vapal Pisha Rashi Zal Logorish Lamechal Minei Bumsa. So Rashi doesn't have that gear, so he says Stama. Mahu Lamechal Minei. Figures also Mcholian in Osir. So according to him, it's going to be Osir even by Malicha. So then there's what to talk about. But because according to the Rif, the whole kasha in the Gemara was only b'umtsa, but if you, that's without malicha, just eating it raw. But if you do it with malicha, then for sure it's okay. Then for sure it's okay. It should be okay by here also. But Rashi's girsa is that it's not b'umtsa. He doesn't have the girsa. So that means the shaila of the Gemara was even about malicha. It could be a problem. And so therefore, maybe a lot of people don't like the Rashi. Elvada Litzli Lamer Shari, but he says he thinks the Pasuk sounds like the Rif. Prad Bachus Rav Mefarshim, Sal Dimisa Deilo Takana Ki Heichad Damer Gozlo Zabrios Havlel Meim Machil Damer Zabrios. The Chamer Shvei. In other words, the commercial should have said not only Gozal is a brios if Malicha is not going to work, but you're giving him an Isser. So he likes the pshat of the Rif that Malicha does work. And the only question is Umtsa. So he says the key line on the left side of the page 3, second line on the left side, Motsu Zesh in Ishtana Gimel Yomim Logoya Mikol Hani. In other words, all these the Kohani, in the case of the black and blue bark, in the case of Nishbar Mafrakasa,
yeah.
So it's Logara, and in those cases, according to many of you shown him, Malicha works. So Basa Zesh and Ishnaya Gimel Yomim Logara Mikohani. So he says, the Chush let's leave the Bergonim, they live with the Dover, and Kosha came from Shinoto.
Again, he's saying, okay, maybe you should. Certainly, flea would be much more into it.
But it's interesting. Roy Lachlus with Sli, that you should be machmir with Sli.
Yeah.
I would think he would say machmir the melicha. Or lochus with Sli, or the regular. With Sli and Kol Shekein Melicha?
No.
Yeah, with Sli is usually a better heifer.
Right, right.
Only
so
through three.
Only through three? And Melicha, you don't have to be machmir?
No,
he's saying that Sli is more schwach than. If he said, why is he saying you should be machmir with Sli? Because Sli, if you have to be machmir by Sli, then you certainly should have to be machmir by.
I thought he was saying machmir to only do.
Maybe that's what
he
means.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that's what
he's
saying.
Because
Because otherwise, as you said, it doesn't make sense. Even so, it's still, you know, considering he pretty good arguments for why you should be able to believe also.
Yeah.
For why this is, you know, Rogara in the case of the Gemara.
Right. Okay. Now let's look in the Share Dura. Page 6. Hagon kosu shakol basa shasha gimel yom shleim im eis leis shalol nimlach miskasha page 7 hadan besochu vishuv eini yotze ode melicha ode bishul yotze vosu levashto. In other words, the point is, once it's not Yotze, so then maybe it's not Yotze even a day Bishul. And then you have no problem.
Like
it's not going to answer.
Yeah.
It just says that it'll be Yotze all day Bishul, not totally maybe. So therefore also Levashlo. Omna b'talmud lo matzinu chumra. 7, page 8. Chumra zu, l'mabakach shalo yiflu. Havidami varm shalo pirish.
What the?
So that's probably a riot to the Pshan of the Rivash. Then he writes like this. Omer Lana Harosh, on page 11.
Yeah.
Omer Lana Harosh, v'shem Reb Yitzchak, choze, she'im, huda chabasa, b'toch gimel yomim.
In the hakos?
No. Huda chabasa, there was, if you soaked the meat within 3 days, this is not talking about freezing, soaking. Vilo nimloch shari, aflik deira. Then it'll be much. Rav shesharim gimel yomim, the liadach melicha is miskatsha adam b'tocha, v'ena yotzeh adem melicha. So shehudach, if you soak it, you rinse it, whatever, tov gimel yomim, misrache chabos, of yotzeh adem melicha, vilo achas loshi yomim. So he has the first one to discuss how you could extend the clock. Yeah, by rinsing.
Yeah, the hadocha rishona, basically, right?
Yeah, so this way you put it in water, you soften it up. soften it up.
And then I won't harden after 3 days.
Right.
Let's see the Shud Harosh.
Says Moshe Shalta Shul Minuk Poshet Bezosa Ar Shalol Lachol Bosa Shasha Belo Niko Gimu Yonim Yimu Mishnah Gemara Medrash Ogon. He says, what is the source for this? It is a Mishnah? Is it a Gemara? Is it a Medrash? Or a Gon? Minig zelo shemati ki mataloi benikur hachelav enu nivla bavosu came to car. I don't understand by the chelav. What's the problem? Well, shenogim ba'ashkenav zorfas al pi hagaonim. Shekosu the bavosu sheshogim yomim belo melicha. Shenitzar adam besoch venu yotze al de melicha va'aser. Excuse me. So gaonim. Rami Rutenberg, he tiru itzli. But lavash, the tzli is okay because anything comes out, anything stays in, is dame varm shel opirish. Lavash look there. Also, dafa pishe in a pola de melicha pola damo de kedera. So the same story. Now let's take a look in the Truma Kadeshim. Page 14.
Apparently, okay, go back to your day. If you did cook it, and you had shishim, it would be mutter.
If you did cook it, and you had shishim,
it would be mutter.
What would be mutter?
The, well...
Not that piece.
Oh, indeed.
Not that piece at all.
The potatoes.
Saturated.
The potatoes, if you had dam, mamish dam. You have shishim. Right. But I'm saying, but that piece itself. Is,
and the Hedera, maybe you'd
require. If you have shishim.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. If you have dam on the meat itself, can the meat itself be mavadal the dam b'shishim? Have a piece.
No.
It would be like a philosophy. That would be along the
lines. Yeah, there's dam in the meat.
It would be along the lines of the same.
Right.
Okay, now the Truma Sedeshin has the following question. Page 14. Vosa Shashal Gimel Yomim Me'es La'es Velo Melicha. Say you waited 3 days Velo Melicha. So Tzli is okay, but can you do Bishul after the Tzli?
My question.
Your question. Tshuva, you're the osul vashlo kakach. Hechabalti merusa shchakosav harachor zaruah. You're the mashman lami halki mishum tshuva sarash. Afal loyitzav lechutz havidam erav shlo pirish. Aval vashlo bekdeir also afal yished apola demelich apola damel l'toch hakdeir. So in other words, it could be that tzli won't get it all out, but it could be when you do bishul afterwards, it will come out. So therefore, midama had hashari al day tzli haynu mishum afilim lo yiplor havidam shul perish mash b'shitish lo bir lo she yiplor adam lo tzli. You can't use bashal hashin shem yiplor achar sichas amay b'bishul mashal opol al day tzli. After a bishul bohol yosher me tzli. So he says there's a possibility. Now this is a.
Don't we say mishum shoyv?
Yeah, but so he says it's a
proof method.
So maybe not so pashut.
Right, he's saying now all of it's going to be.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes Bishul could do more than Tzli. The Efshar Bishul Paul Yosef at Tzli. Shemayim Arosim Merachim Madam Shneskash B'Shiyosu Gimel Yom V'Guf Don Yotzei Tzvei Mi Al Yidei Tzli. Alf Mi Shevatzas Yatetik Echem Megdol V'Mishem Gvar Lechad Yorash Yilvas Shal Acher Tzli. Chen Shemati Shano Gimel Yitzat Tzaratz V'Ani Ma Shekibalti Kasafti. So he says there's some people. Well, you see, the Maril is he the Yekesha? Maril is Matir. The bishop. See, it's in your blood.
You knew, you were channeling it. You didn't realize you were channeling it.
He says, so even
I'm sure KJ's Hashkoch is not something on any of these there.
Yeah. Aber wie schon gesagt, hätte ich gesagt, dass ich schon gesagt habe, 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 dass ich schon gesagt habe,
dass
ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, dass ich schon gesagt habe, Pshita de Shabbat. I feel the sharp buster shame of Kayla in Nogim Khal Khalil Hamik of Nikar and Lakashlosh Yom Shem Suin Roy of Ashur Lakhlitzlos. Hashin del Mishnali. In other words, you should never leave it after 3 days and say, okay, I'll leave it after 3 days and I'll do Tzli. Because you might forget and you'll do Bishul. And I'll teach you make you all feel Khalil Khazil is with the Yavin Afil Bakhraim Shashar Lakhashlosh Yom of Tzli. Yeah, so that's the question whether they ask him. Yeah, but you shouldn't wait l'katchilo with this thing.
So he says if you don't do nikur for 3 days, then it's okay.
You don't do nikur for 3 days, it could be
what?
Pshit to the shaper, but you shouldn't wait to do that l'katchilo. Yeah. And then the Sefer Ogur on page 16 says the Gaonim calls for Shekol Basar Shashar Gimel Yomim Beis Leishul Omim Lachadam Mitzchasha Veshuvenu Yotze Yodei Melicha Yotze Yodei Bishul Kein Ozel Vashlo Omnom Talmud Lo Motzinu Chumrzu Maram Hitil Itzloso Nimeinu Yotze Yodei Tzli Havidam Evorm Shal Pirish Mutter, yeah. V'minuku kumosh kusav kosu ha-gaonim. Omnom reisi gedolu machshirim shashoku maim alav toch ha-gimel yomim. He says, but that's what we saw in the Sharidura, that if you put water on it, then it softens the thing, and it's not going to get it. The Mahadrin also kumosh kusav gimel yomim maim. The Mahadrin don't just pour water on it, they soak it. Manichim sham kmo shtei shos. Faz yachol l'shos o'od ad gimel yom macherim. Then you get another 3 days. V'neshamayim rachim aso ve'enu miskasha.
You can wait 3 days after it was soaked, after the recoil, after the...
Then the Shulchan Aruch on page 17 says, "Basar shashar shloshi yomim meis leis." Shalom Malicha, page 21. It's arva also chaticha b'chaticha sacheus. Say it got bottled. So now we're making a full circle at the beginning of the year. What if you have one piece of meat that 3 hours passed, it got mixed in with other pieces of meat not? So now you want to do malicha on all of them. But do we say that you can't because one of them is also, or do we say that one is also is bottle?
Wouldn't that be Yeah,
so that's what he's going to say. Mutal Levashal Kulon, page 21. He says, it's Batal Baro.
That's the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. Mutal Levashal Kulon, Vapil Hoysar Ruya, with Kabbit.
Ah.
Why? Because the whole idea of Ruya with Kabbit is what? Is the Isser Atzmo here. The meat is mutter, it's only the dam. The chatichah rule is kabbit is in the right, if there's an avela, the muscle itself.
Chasron and Maaser Gadol, and Melicha, we have thought would have been that, and we talked about the feathers on the chicken, which is called the Kaveh without that.
Right.
Or maybe without Melicha also wouldn't have been Kushan, as if it was Kaveh.
Yeah.
You know, it's Mechusar, you know, Mechusar Maaser.
Yeah, so that's what he said. Everything is fresh and blue, Malik, and the side of a hakak lacheros.
So you can eat all of them without malicha. You can eat, if you have chag betray bottle,
yeah.
Then you can eat everything.
Yeah.
And you, according to, who was it, according to the Rosh, you can eat them even the batachas.
Yeah. But look in the Shach here, on page 21. Rav Tzorchi and Zakaimelon, the Kaman, the Mim, the Shein Amino, Tzorch Shishim, Itam, the Nivashman, Yikin Tam. Again, Hacha Nam, Yisagi, Imkin, Hacha, Amai, Sagi, Berol, for Adam, Adam, Yikin Tam, Shivashman. Because this is Mim, Shein Amino. This is not Mim, Bamino. This is the stuff that has blood
Dam
in it.
Dam, like versus no Dam.
Well, it's not
Dhamma Shnula,
because none of them
have been
yet.
So he says, well, it's only the Shirley, the Tavan, the Basar, Shashar Shlosh Yomim, Blomelicha, Hichumas Agonim. Hichumas Agonim will go to Kulei Hai. It's only Hichumas Agonim, so that. Because maybe the blood did come out. So the fact that maybe it's Mimashein Amino, that's only Chumash Agonim to assume the blood stays.
So we're
going to
let you rely on
Rogue?
As
yeah.
As opposed to Mimashein
Amino,
or whatever.
Chumash Agonim.
You can be so much on the right and it's really the feel of the bus and the shusvacha below belicha then it's all shishim they get called chaticha of shabinim with my denofik bidei so shem haka lini maisa of a rab kosher the cost of mash with the bottle nami barov the bus is the shusvacha below belicha midino osa so but if it's a zashra below belicha Kumas Agonim, I don't understand, but when the book of the Ramah says, so that for sure is Mimbashayin Aminu. That's not Kumas Agonim, so then what's the Heta?
Right.
Why is it Batul Barov?
Well, we could say before, maybe he doesn't think that Bishul is actually going to make it Tam Shapirish. Maybe he doesn't think.
Everyone knows that.
But after 3 days,
nothing to do with 3 days. So you have a piece of meat that wasn't salted. Mokash meat, it doesn't tell me this feeling that the office of the Lomino, Sark Shishim, anytime Shim Deet and Tam Shivash, Lomashim Shanikr Dovashish, Lotakonak Tsas. That's called like Nikra Issa.
Ah.
You can't hachi efshal akir she hu balua. Aval harav the svilde hatam de el hu ikar sham kashi vidoko kuhavik the hachani de isa balua. Efshal de hachalo osa asmin de lo nasa b'shum chadik lo viskavit. Rov lav davka. On tzarek of shishim. It could be the rov, it doesn't mean rov. It means, in other words, rov means the bottle. Not necessarily the rope, b'shishim. Regular din of shishim. Because it's a mimishay nebidu.
Who says it in the Rabbit?
I mean, the Shach is saying maybe that's the pshat here, and that's pshat in the Ramah. So when it says bottle barov, maybe it means b'shishim, because it's mimshein amino, and that's what the Ramah means also. It's bottle b'shishim, because it's mimshein amino. It's because to say the Ramah is going to be mata barov when it's vadein lo nimlach, has nothing to do with the takonis agonim. Why should it be bottle barov? It's mimshein amino. Mimshein amino is inid shishim.
Well, maybe on the Takonos HaGaonim, on the Takonos
HaGaonim. But the Ramah is not talking about the Takonos HaGaonim.
I'm talking about the Chicago Believer.
Yeah, now we're talking about the real deal.
Yeah. Right.
So, the Isser of Dam is only Isser of Balua, that's what we say. Maybe it's not Machmatatmo, I guess.
Right, because the Hasidim of Kabbalah means the Hasidim.
No, because
Hasidim of
Kabbalah is in the Ramah. We're out of that realm already.
But the Hadir Rav Kavid means the Chatich is Rav Kavid. But that's only, we said, when it's Isser Machmas Atzmo.
Great. But here it's a process to erase that before you can get to that.
Yeah. Okay, there is a page missing in this packet. Page 18 is officially missing. So, somebody do me a favor and get me from the shelf of Yardai Aleph. So we need it for this Taz. Thank you. Before we do the task, we'll do the Shach on page 19. That we don't need. He says, because in Sif Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says on page 19, "In Shor Oso B'Mayim Toch Hashlosh Yomim Yochel Hashlosh Oto Shlosh Yomim." So that's what we saw in the Ogre, right?
Ogre.
You get another 3 days. Pachas chatzi shah. So, because meaning not three full days. But when you get 3 full days, then you're ready.
You're all done.
Shach says you shouldn't. The first chatas, the Ramah says you shouldn't do this lachatchila.
But the heter of the sefer and ogre, you shouldn't do lachatchila.
But the evish v'shol so shloshi yomim mutal v'vash lo afil lo shorach ma'at tov shloshi yomim in reya menuchar megidei hadam. Chayin Shach says kach v'mokam hefsin ruva yochol l'shos afil lachatchila l'shos od shloshi yomim. Shach says kach shenkei muchar rav ken nishma ufisha chatsi shi mokam shram nogin heter afil lachatchila. The Kal Kalish crack out, no good cane, you need to have him in Hoga Mukaf. Something kind of wrong with us, Nara Nara Pashte. He says, Remember, the Ain Lahakmir Bedina Bela came into all the Tina Kumar the Bosch Shah, the Lord Malik Vashas, began to revash Shah the Managa. We call Moga Mukakil, they should show to Hate, Shirosa, show to Odia. So the Shofanar has the head of Shriya.
But the Tarah Chatas. That's Mike and Chachila.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, the first Chatzis.
Yeah.
Now there's a Taz.
Seeing Cracker, they were not who came to do
So, let's see. Yeah, okay, so... So the Taz... This is the page that's missing. It's just called Mahmoud Beis. You look it up. He talks about a case of Basa Shagimu Yom Vlo Malicha. There were 3 days without Malicha, right? And then they did Malicha with Kli Menukov. And then they did another Malicha with Kli She'ena Menukov.
Oh, they
do two Malichas. אחר כך ידיחו וחזו מקוע וניחו בכלי שאין המלוכב לא שר בה שיר כבישה לא צריך שם שיר סיר בכל יש לא חושם so maybe the first Malicha didn't get out the blood because it was after 72 days שם לא היה קודם מליחה ראשון לאף לכל אדם שבסוף גמר שנזקשה and therefore maybe in the second Malicha some more is going to come out and answer the Kli So this is a case that the Marshal talks about. So the Marshal says, "Hey, she did ainu kain. El manav shachmuta. The imlo yotze malicha b'rishona. Shuv ainu yotze b'shniya. Because if it's not going, if it didn't come out with the first one in the kli manuka, it's not going to come out with the second one."
Each
Malicha does a bit better job than the previous one. Right. So the Taz holds that what? That it's going to ask it because maybe it didn't come out the first time, it came out the second time. So the Marshal says no. It's a moment of Shachar's Mutter.
Either it all came out the first time or it's not
going to come out the second time.
Right, because
the Marshal. Kazu b'chu b'nichu b'chli she'en amanuka b'lo shal b'av shir k'visha b'lotzor sham tzir b'chol yesh lochosh So the first sheet it says it's aser because maybe since it didn't call out the second time the first time we'll call out the but the Marshal has the Mimanashach
Either it all comes out the first time, Aliday Malicha, or if it's three, if it's something better in there, it's not coming out with Malicha at all. So the second time, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. And they make a marshal of if a Kli that's supposed to have Liban, you do Hagala. So we say, well, Hagolah can't get it out. So now you can cook because it won't come out.
You can cook out
fish
also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah,
but
all is
not going
to do it. Okay, there will be good. Whereas so the Marshal is saying that you say the Maman of Shach, but by Kleilim you don't say the Maman of Shach. You Because the Kalim, maybe the Haggadah moved it a little, and then the next time you do Bishul, it'll move it further. The question is, are those two cases parallel?
Right. This is the Kash for the Marshal?
Yeah. The Shach doesn't like it. But just because it doesn't come out doesn't mean that it can't come out. It could come out, but you can't say for sure it came out, so you have to go to Chumrah. Hello? Hello? Hi, how are you? I'm in the middle of shiur now. I just picked up because. Oh, so I want to. Yeah, I'll call you. What number should I call? What's your number? Okay.
The case of the that case by Kalim is the case of Isser, yeah?
Yeah. Right.
It's a case of Isser, for sure, yeah?
By which case?
The case, the parallel case is quoting by Kalim.
Yeah. You want a kasher, a Kalim. So you used Hagala, you're supposed to use Lima.
Right, but the case is, what's the was it something you cook non-kosher with, or Basar B'Chalav?
In other words, you cook non-kosher.
Right, non-kosher, I understand.
Yeah.
Right, because remember we saw the Shulchan Aharat, who talks about the case when he actually did Haggadah on something that you did that was Bolea, Basar B'Chalav, I did Libra.
Right, he said...
Shulchan Aruch was Mekel there because he said,
right.
He said whatever the Haggadah is effective up until it gets out all the bleos that are like powerful. So whatever's left is Tom Kolish. It's not going to create any sort of. So he holds that the Haggadah would accomplish something.
Yeah. Okay.
So
the Marshal said the Man of Shach, and the Shach doesn't like the Man of Shach.
The Shach and the Taz.
Well, so again, the Man of Shach is that if you, just because you didn't come out the first time doesn't mean it won't come out with.
And just going back to halacha in Yudalit, that's the one with the where you end your halacha. We don't call this a double shish material.
Yeah.
We don't call it that. I mean, I was like something you didn't do.
Yeah. So that's right. Because they talk about that because it's not so easy to do halacha.
Right. But even though we say Ali Tzli, it really should be. I mean, there's a good way, but we're still not going to say, we're going to say it's Batal, I guess, even according to Vosh Shachar and Hamar Ma.
Yeah.
We don't say devastation from the grant.
Okay, now let's take a look in the page 23 in the Prima Gaudim.
Going back to our Ramah,
yeah.
the maybe the Ramah, does he create that the Kol Shekin in here? So maybe because once it's in Bashel, it's Dam Shebishel. It's Garabon. But the previous case would have made maybe even a Chash Shash, meaning Chashash Araisa, if you hadn't really done.
Which case?
The first case of the Machaber, Brasa Shash Lashon Lo Melicha. Or, as a case, if you didn't do Melicha, it was Nasar.
No, but still the Chumras only in the Chumras Hagonim.
It was Nasar.
Yeah. Okay, take a look at the Prima Godim now, on page 23. Kosef HaMilchas Yaakov, Besof HaSefer, Mishael Shuvah, the Boser Shadichu V'mayim V'Hadikrash, in Murach Gimel Yomim. There was, say you put it in water, and it freezes. So he says it's Aser. Menuf Shach Aser. Yekrisha HaVekovash Aser. He will have a kovash, have a shah, gimel yom, bul gimel licha. So he says that if krisha is considered kovash, then it's aser, because it's kovash and dam. So it's like it's being cooked in the... And if it's not considered kovash, then in other words, if it's kovash, then it's aser. In other words, you had a piece of meat, right? And you put it in water, and then it freezes over.
That wouldn't be kovish, would it? I mean, on the chara, what
about? Vayimunach, and it was sitting there for 3 days.
In frozen, in ice.
Yeah. So b'manof shachoser, iha krisha have a kovish. If you're saying krisha is kovish, then it's kavish in, it's like you cooked it, kavish kumabusha. So you cooked it in dam. If it's not kavish, because it's, I guess because it's ice, it's not water.
Right.
But then you waited 3 days, holy malicha. Then he says, it's not kavish, because kavish is only bedover tzol. So Mamela, he waited 3 days. So it's no good. But the original Sefer Milchas Yaakov says man of shachat aser, because if krisha's kavish, it's aser. And if it's not kavish, but what they point out from this thing is, he doesn't suggest that maybe he just stops the clock. He says no, that because if it's kavish, then it's aser, and if it's not kavish, so. But why don't you say another possibility? It stops the clock. So you see that they didn't hold that it stops the clock.
Right. But what about the option of the Shari Dira of doing Hadapa, giving extra?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But freezing is not. He's not willing to say that.
Right, because in the Shulchan Aruch it never says about the freezing. Fakir, freezing is not good. The only thing in my good is the soaking, not freezing.
Uh-huh.
Now, so we'll see where the freezing comes from. But you see from the Prima Gadim that freezing is no good. Because if it would be good, then you could say it's good because of freezing. He's saying none of Shach is also. Because if Krisha is Kavosh, so we'll treat it like soaking, but then it's Kavosh. That's the problem. And if we don't treat it like Kavosh, then you violate Takanas Agon. Why don't you just say another possibility,
right,
that it just stops the clock? So they point out, you see from here, that
freezing
doesn't help. So who says freezing helps? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, on page 25, he says, Ayin test, second. Yesh om di mabasa korosh, vish or lo nipsha mikri sosa, dena shriya kum. Vash rabash lo chag gim yomim. Hashriya Hula Rachek, Shinikar Shkiyavin, Ein Hashriya Pagolas Klum. Divrei Tanhum, Divadei Bizman Akor, Vishakri Shab Tokum Gadol Akor, Hari Abot Shkiyavin, Omnu Yeshlom Lepach. The whole Zman, so you could say the Krisha doesn't do anything because the whole point is to soak it, is to soften it. The Krisha doesn't soften it. But he said you could say the opposite. The whole Zman Akrisha Luya Nechshav Bizman HaGimel Yomim, Mitam Zeh Atzmo. Kinu Kosha Ke'evin Loshayif Lomash Adam Is Kasha. It freezes the time. Just like you see by a dead body, right, for a heter aguna. Mm-hmm. So after 3 days, he can't be made because he won't be able to tell what the person looks like. But if he was frozen for those 3 days, the body, then the matter to identify him even after 3 days. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if he's the first one, but he seems he's the one
not
that...
the clock entirely, right? You
yeah.
You can do a gumlich afterwards. It
yeah.
Just, it freezes everything in time.
So that's... And then Rav Moshe has... it's a true on page 26. The Dover Boser Shehu Crush with Freezer. Fuchsik Evan. So the Moshe says the Machmir Matamua. Came the bus of course to Evelyn Lashtana Kum Mitkila. So he says that same story like the Aruch HaShulchan. So he says if it's in a frigidaire, that's not good enough. Fridge.
Oh.
Habas Shemunah, the top line on page
yeah.
26 on the left.
Okay.
Has to be frozen.
Yeah. Right.
But. And then he has this other tshuva as well. For the freezer. So he says, "How did he shave himself to kavush?" So then he's willing to be meikel. Well, that was the other chilul hadik mafizin yesh laser lo tzar gadol. Shouldn't do the chilul. He says that tomorrow. Came the bus of korish ke'evel lo nishtana. So he entertains this possibility as well. And then the bottom line, 26, left, last paragraph. Well, didn't the Machadish Baruch HaShulchan Harbi Cholkim Alav Lachain Ein Hatir Lishos Machatkila And Lachim Hefzen Meruba Harotz Lusmach Ol HaShulchan Lachatir Shira Shavu Gimel Yomim Vosso Shizkadish Tuva Shanasa Ke'evin Him Luchos Biyadam. So he says, you can see it. It's not the best thing, but he could hear the kula. And Rav Avadya Yosef as well, on page 30, says unbelievable. He says, "Amura mikol amura shabosha munach betocha mekarer." Mutal mocha. Wow. Even chativa,
yeah, wow.
Right? Even in the frigid there, right?
The assumption is that it's going for 3 days. You keep it cold, otherwise it gets spoiled. Right? What's the purpose? Nobody's saying. He's saying that even if it's cold, then it's much already.
Yeah.
Well, the assumption is that going for 3 days. The thing was that.
Right, so the question is, how cold... So the pasture says, like Rav Moshe, it has to be frozen.
Right, well, this is useless, because what was the point of the takana?
Yeah. Okay. So the bottom line is there is this cooler. So, you know, some people have used this cooler. You know, some butchers that use this cooler. I told you it was a famous trail here. Yeah, I'll turn this thing off then.